Blog Talk Radio.
Are the marketing technology solution options a little overwhelming? Having difficulty selecting an optimum solution when you can't differentiate between the large volume of technology offerings? Welcome to Enterprise Marketing, the Future, which focuses on how the future of marketing is about performing real-time, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profits. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices for marketing thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. We're excited this morning to have Ruth Stevens, President of eMarketing Strategy and Adjunct Associate Professor in the International Studies Program at NYU Stern School of Business, with us to share her insights on why and how marketing should implement marketing technology that supports their organization's business. Welcome, Ruth. Now let's get started.
Thanks, Helene.
Ruth, what are some good approaches that you found for marketers in implementing marketing technology?
Well, it's a complicated subject, especially this year, as Scott Brinker, who tracks this stuff, has revealed that there are as many as 4,000 marketing technology suppliers or vendors out there today. So it's a crowded field, a lot of dynamism and excitement, but it's pretty overwhelming as well. I think the first thing that marketers need to do is consider the end before they look at the beginning. So that sort of begin with the end in mind. And it's really important to look at what you're trying to get done. What processes are you actually trying to automate? And what experiences are you trying to deliver to customers and prospects? So it's about understanding your go-to-market strategy and figuring out how to automate that rather than focusing on the tools themselves to start. Another important angle or strategy is to make sure that everyone in the company who's going to be associated with the technology is involved and has given buy-in. Even though marketing may be in the driver's seat for the technology acquisition, you know, this is actually pretty exciting new development because we used to have to rely entirely on our IT colleagues to enable technologies, but now they're easy enough for marketing to make the decisions. But you still need the help of others in your company, not only IT, the blessing of IT, but also the users and the executives whose business responsibilities are going to be impacted by this stuff. And while I'm on the subject of IT, you know, even though marketing may be the decision maker, may control the marketing technology budgets, you still need to coordinate with info technology internally. It's not only good politics, it can also save you time and money and headaches in the long run. And as a fourth point, I would urge my colleagues to think long term. It's very easy to say, well, you know, we need this tool, and you can't really be buying tools without a blueprint. You know, you wouldn't build a bathroom that way. You know, you have to think more long term and how things are going to fit together. And then finally, I would urge us all to remember that technology is not a silver bullet. We learned this the hard way about 10 or 15 years ago when CRM or Salesforce automation technology burst on the scene, and we all got stars in our eyes about how this stuff was going to make it easy to run campaigns and manage customer relationships, and we were going to be able to implement it quickly, and we're going to be able to reduce our headcount and set it and forget it and all of these other unrealizable dreams. And it's still true today that marketing technology can't do strategy. All it can do really is automate the low-level tasks that nobody wants to be doing anyway, and also shorten the process. So if you have a bad process, it will automate the bad process. So there's a lot of human thinking and judgment that needs to be involved. So those are my suggestions about approaches for implementing marketing technology.
Great. Well, you mentioned something there, Ruth, I want to tag on, which was, you know, types of processes, types of activities. I mean, what categories of marketing technology should companies be looking at?
Great question. Well, this is heavily dependent on your target audience, your marketing strategies, the nature of your business. But in business to business, where I specialize, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are focused, there it boils down to about seven areas. So let me just list them quickly. You could argue that the core of marketing technology today, certainly in the business-to-business world, is number one, marketing automation, and number two, CRM, what used to be called Salesforce automation or SFA. Now, marketing automation is, you know, you could argue that everything that brings technology to marketing processes can be called marketing automation. So this is the narrower definition of marketing automation, which usually means campaign or inbound and outbound marketing communications processes being automated. So that would include typically campaign automation. It would include marketing, email management and deployment. And finally, list management, which would be capturing and analyzing and nurturing campaign responses and trying to turn those into qualified leads. So marketing automation is an important category, as is CRM, as I mentioned, which used to be called Salesforce automation and is generally called CRM now. There are some very large and mature players in this field, Salesforce.com, Microsoft Dynamics, SalesLogix, but there are also some very nimble and frankly lower cost new players that are arriving on the scene. So it's a very fast moving field. The corollary there to Salesforce automation, which is also known as contact management software, is the sort of the real CRM or customer relationship management, which has evolved or sort of morphed into more of a contact center or a customer service area for automation or software. Sometimes there's a lot of overlap among these categories, let me just mention. But customer relationship management generally today means contact center infrastructure and software to allow the customer interaction to be more efficient. Then the third category, I would just say that categories one and two, namely marketing automation and CRM, are sort of the big guys. That's where most of us enter the world of marketing automation, and these are quite mature. There's a lot of competitors out there, so it's relatively easy to buy. Now, the third category of interest is database and list management. And these technologies tend to be mostly about accessing marketing data. So you might be able to, instead of calling up a broker, you can now order up data and lists and target audiences from some of the larger providers using the very nice automated tools that they provide on their websites. You can also get data append from many of these data providers today, and you can also take advantage of some of the predictive modeling services that are available to help you analyze your top customers and then go find lookalikes in the greater B2B, you know, world of companies and contacts. So that's the third category. The fourth is content marketing, which is huge in B2B. It always has been and continues to grow. There are curation tools. There's website content marketing tools. There's middleware that most of us don't really end up viewing much, but, you know, WordPress would be an example there. There's the fifth category is social media marketing. There's a plethora of new tools available in that category, beginning, of course, with the social media themselves, LinkedIn and Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, but also tools that allow us to post more efficiently, to analyze and monitor what's going on, and also automation tools applied to public relations sort of fall in that category. Then just quickly, the sixth category that I think is important is event marketing and management, because still today, most B2B marketing budgets have a large percentage of the, sometimes it's the number one or number two category dollar-wise, is event marketing, trade shows, conferences, client conferences, and so forth. And a whole bunch of interesting automation software is available to help manage events, especially web-based events like webinars and are highly automatable today using software as a service like, you know, GoToMeeting and so forth. Then there are also trade show and conference management tools like, you know, registration systems, for example, and ways to connect your attendees among each other, and it's really an exciting category. And then I would wrap up with a seventh category, which is all about analytics. And most marketing automation solutions include analytics as part of the system itself, but there are additional tools available today that allow you to add some specialization, like analyzing your website or improving the analysis of the results of your digital campaigns. So no surprise, there are somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 products out there in the marketing technology world today, and this is why it is sort of overwhelming. But that's a rundown.
Great, great. Well, where do you think, given the plethora of options out there, what do you think organizations typically miss when they are planning for marketing technology? Where do they go wrong, Ruth?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of human nature involved in this. You know, I've got two ideas to address that question. One is that we tend to start with the available technology. So, you know, we hear about a new tool or a new category, or new to us anyway, category that's being automated, and we might say, gosh, I better go get one of those, you know. Like, I need a CRM, you know, they might say. And what we should be doing instead is thinking about our strategy, you know. Who's our target audience? Who's our competition? What kinds of marketing capabilities do we really need to compete effectively? And then figuring out how to bring automation to those very capabilities. And not be, you know, driven by what's out there technologically. We need to be driven by the business objectives. And then the second thing, and this is really human nature, we get excited about this shiny object, you know, the latest thing. We hear that our competitors are maybe using something, or one of our colleagues is excited about a new tool, or worst case, our boss comes in and says, I heard about this thing at the gym last week. How come we're not using this? And we really have to resist the temptation, especially as the core technologies like Salesforce automation, contact management, and customer relationship management, as these are, and campaign automation, as these are maturing, we've really got to start with the basics. And they're getting better, they're getting easier to use, so we have to make sure that we have the discipline to start with the basics and get that right before running after the hottest new thing.
Well, thank you for sharing all these great tips, Ruth. In wrapping up, I'd love you to leave us with 3 to 4 takeaways for our marketing listeners to consider when they're going out trying to select that right technology to support their objectives.
Okay, great. Well, I would certainly begin by repeating what I said about starting with the end in mind. It's got to begin with strategy, and you cannot automate strategy. Well, maybe artificial intelligence will allow us in the future to fire ourselves and have robots developing our strategy. But for now, all these tools can do is make our strategies a little bit faster to execute. The second takeaway, we haven't actually mentioned this so far, but I want to work this in because key to success here is working with your sales counterparts. In B2B, we are really in service to sales. There are a lot of marketing people who hate it when I say that, but actually, in the business-to-business world, the P&L is really owned by the sales function, not marketing. Marketing's job, unlike in consumer, where, you know, the P&L is owned by marketing, but in B2B, marketing's job is to enable sales, to increase its productivity, to make the constrained resource that a sales function represents a more effective resource by applying, you know, marketing techniques and strategies to get business to close faster, larger, and sooner with less sales resources. So this means that when considering marketing technology, especially technology that's going to touch the sales force, and much of this eventually does, it's important that we work closely with our sales counterparts. We need to understand their needs and their goals. In fact, we need to share their goals. One example I hearken back to is lead generation, which is often the number one job of a marketing department. Salespeople need leads so they can reduce the amount of cold calling they have to do and spend more of their time in front of qualified prospects. So in that world, the definition of a qualified prospect is something that marketing can't be creating in a vacuum. We need to understand what a salesperson means when he or she considers what is a qualified prospect. What is the nature of the kind of person that you want to be standing in front of? These are the questions marketers need to ask. The way we set up our lead scoring and lead qualification techniques, it needs to be done in concert with, or at least the criteria that we use to set up those tools to serve our goals of delivering a steady stream of qualified leads to our sales counterparts, that needs to be done in cooperation with our sales counterparts. So that's a second point. And then finally, I would say the takeaway here should be to consider the basics and to start there. Most B2B marketers today would do well to have some kind of Salesforce automation in place, also known today as a CRM system, plus some kind of marketing automation to connect to it and to run campaigns to feed leads and good intelligence over to sales counterparts. But given that these two categories are maturing rapidly, and by now you could say they're pretty mature. I mean, Salesforce automation / CRM has been around now for more than 10 years, and there are lots of competitors out there. There are sort of four oligarchs, but they have a number of nimbler, cheaper, you know, often easier to use counterparts that or competitors who have entered the field. So as functionality improves, as prices fall, it's an opportunity for us to review the field carefully and look at some of these newer, smaller entrants and really take advantage of the dynamism and the strong competition that's driving marketing technology today.
Great. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and appreciate your insights, and hope to talk to you on a future podcast.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.